Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours for Community Connections. And then between 2 and 3, we've got choice tunes. We've got the person, we've got their songs all loaded up. We're going to hear all about their life. So it'll be great 3 hours of radio. So please hang around. Anyway, the first being the fourth Wednesday of the month, between 12 and 1, we always have someone from Siri in. And today we have Melissa. And Melissa is with Siri. She's your early learning area manager. Welcome, Melissa.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Good to see you. We should just make mention that you've just shown me a couple of photos, and I did hear that there was quite a lot of flooding in Lilydale last night. I can't believe it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was just all over the news last night. And
well, I was lucky enough not to watch the news.
Yeah. All the alerts from Vic Emergency popping up on your phone with this street and that street and everything else. And yeah, and then just, you know, talking to everybody this morning that this store, that store, our community school at John Street, apparently they had more water in than out, so they were opening the doors to let water out. And so I can't imagine, I don't know what the cleanup looks like there today, but I can't imagine it's much fun.
Well, I mean, floods are terrible, aren't they? I mean, it's not only the water comes in, but having been in the building, more aligned to the building industry for many years, it gets in behind the architraves,
yeah,
it goes
right
up in the walls, and it's the place
and your
stinks.
Carpet,
it's
and oh,
it's just horrible. Yeah. But anyway, and our thoughts, while we're sort of complaining, our thoughts go up with the people up north. I think Seymour's not as bad as what it was, but Echuca and Rochester and all those places, they really are doing it tough. And the worst part is, they're a bit like sitting ducks. They're waiting for the rain to come again. And, you know, you think that the rivers are at their peak and then all of a sudden, no, it comes further up and I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
they're
terrible.
Waiting for it to come downstream as well.
Yeah.
It's not just what's hitting them. It might be not raining at the time, but the water that has to come down as well. So
not good times.
No,
but anyway, look, we're here to talk about Siri. We're not here to do a weather forecast. So tell us a little bit about the early learning, because I think a lot of this is going to be free next year, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, funded sessional kinder next year.
Yep.
So, yeah, so that's really exciting. 3 and 4 year olds. So especially for our Chirnside Park service, it's a sessional kindergarten.
Yep.
And then there are...
So how many hours are they entitled? Like, obviously there's some sort of tie-up. How long... Or how many hours a week do you get for free?
Yeah, so for 4-year-old kinder, it's 15 hours, and then 3-year-old kinder has been extended to 15 hours for next year as well. So, yeah, so different services are doing different times.
Yep.
For us at Chirnside, we've got 3 days for our 3-year-olds and 2 longer days for our 4-year-olds. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
Well, because a lot of families out there are doing it tough at the moment too, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely, yep. And it gets the children into, you know, into care, into learning, early learning,
yep.
That may not have been able to afford to do it. So,
and the other thing too, that where there has been a real lack of socialising, I was trying to think of the word,
yep.
With the young children, with the 2 years of COVID, I mean... A lot of young people and school children were at home just day after day, and we don't want to go into that. But,
yep.
I mean, it must be – you really need to get some of those young people out and into socialising too, don't you?
Absolutely. We had lots of what we call COVID babies come through in the last – you know, especially this year,
yep.
You know, and getting sort of closer to the end of this year, I think families have felt more comfortable to re-engage in
yep.
care or, like you said, in just into socialising in general, whether it's swimming lessons or dance classes, you know, anything along those lines. Children just haven't been able to do them.
No.
So they've, you know – even to the extent of just socialising with grandparents or cousins, that hasn't even been able to happen depending on how far away you live from them. And so, yeah, absolutely re-engaging in...
All right, so when does this start? When does the free...
2023.
Yeah, but when? First term?
Yeah, first term, yep. So January, the end of January, the start of Feb, kinder officially starts. We'll be having some... orientation transition days, you know, getting to meet your kinder teacher and learn your new environment right. and feel comfortable and all of those sorts of things. So one this term and one early next term before kinder actually
and
starts.
Then sort of about the end of January it kicks off.
It does. Full force. Ah, straight into it.
So I guess one of the things that we will do at 5 to 1, as we always do, we will give you contact details. Yep. Because I guess they really need to start to think about signing up now too.
Absolutely, yeah. Places are filling up fast. We do have vacancies at the service. So Yarra Junction and our Yarra Junction and Mount Evelyn service have their kinder incorporated into their long daycare. Uh-huh. And then Chirnside Park has their own sessional kindergarten.
And there is going to be a limit. I mean, you just can't...
Absolutely, yeah.
You can't just continually keep on taking... people, can
That's
you?
Right, yeah, no. So there are, yeah, absolutely, there are a number of children that we can have at all of the services. Yep. So, and the 3 and 4 year old groups do differ. Yep. However, yeah, we do have some vacancies still. So, absolutely, now is the time to enrol if you haven't beforehand. And especially for the 3 year olds, if you've sort of been contemplating whether to send them or not, now is definitely the time to yeah, give us a call and organise tours and meet the educators.
All right, we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with more. That was a song by a group called the Gingerbread Men. I'm trying to find out a little bit about them, but I can't. And, of course, that was a song that was made very popular, Let the Little Girl Dance by Grantley Dee. And I should mention, I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3, playing all the hits of the 50s and 60s. And then I'm also alternating with Matt Shaw at the moment between 6 and 8. So plenty of that sort of music coming up this Sunday. But, yeah, I can't tell anything about that group. Melissa, you're saying that you're moving to new premises at the moment.
Yeah, we just have, and so it's really exciting. We've just moved to 7 to 9 John Street. So we've got lot more space there, great big renovated space where we've got our training, corporate services, and then our FICE store, which is our first impression clothing store.
Yeah, terrific idea that.
Yeah, it's fabulous. So the Moorabbuck store will be moving to the Lilydale premises as well. So they'll have a lovely new fitted out, specialised area for them there as well. So it's really exciting to have everybody in one place, which is really great, and on the one floor. So, you know, a lot more interactions, perhaps a lot less emailing, actually, people getting up and going to talk to people instead of...
Yeah, the only problem with that, you'll probably have the boss a lot closer.
Yeah, that's right. That's not such a bad thing.
Hello, Gus. Yeah. I know you're on holidays, but Gus is a very nice person.
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, it's a really great space. And
so is that open now?
Still got a few little minor tweaks to make, a few little adjustments still happening in there. But, everybody's there now and, students on site as well. So it's really nice.
So the training that you do, like I know you do first aid and RSA because I've done the RSA.
Yep.
Those are all going in there too?
Yeah, so, our early learning classes are going in there, so, you know...
Must be big premises.
Yeah, it is.
Is it specially built premises or were they already there?
No, it's the... It was the old office blocks then it was transformed into the office blocks that the railway station workers using when that big build was happening. So it was their office area and it's two stories, so there's something going in downstairs and then we're upstairs. So but because it's such a big open space, it was able to be transformed into, you know, your boardroom and your offices and then the training rooms as well.
Well, it's good to have it all under the one roof too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice, actually. It's really nice to have everybody together. And
so you're all there now?
All there now, all up and going. So I'm sure, like you said, with the 1300 number, there's probably lots of courses going on at the moment that you could hook into there. And, you know, really convenient being so close to public transport.
Yep.
Especially
because the night I did it, we had a couple of girls or women that got off the train and walked up.
Yeah, yeah, and not far at all. Nice and lit up and safe to be, you know, catching public transport.
And I'm pretty certain that would have a what am I going to say? That they would have PSOs on the station too.
So absolutely. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Nice and convenient there and, a great space. So,
Sounds good.
Really happy to be there.
Righto, let's take another quick break. Now, I should mention too that we do have a fundraising appeal going on at the moment. As a lot of the audience will know, we're moving to Healesville sometime around Christmas. We're aiming to raise about $10,000 to make it all happen. And if you'd like to donate, you can go to our website. There's a link. There is also a you can call into the station if you're going past. We've had a few people do that. You can even get to talk to Greg if you want to. Greg's in there. Come in and donate, and I'm sure Greg would say hello to you. And we have had some grant money that we've able to get, but it costs a lot of money to move the station. So if you'd like to donate, we'd love to have you to donate. If you'd either call in the station or go on the website, whatever you'd like to do, we're happy to take your money.
You know there once upon a time I didn't need you so. It would have been so easy then. You'd always be a habit I could break. But now a day without your kiss would be so hard to take. You just can't get off a train that's moving down the track. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. Once I could have said goodbye, but that was at the start. Now I think I'd rather die than be the one to say we'll part. Maybe you will break my heart, maybe you'll be true. No matter what the future brings, I've gotta see it through. Maybe your love for me is nothing but an act. the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back.
That's quite an old song, been rehacked or whatever. That was Georgie Flame and the Blue Flames with The Point of No Return. I'm just trying to think who used to sing that. But didn't sound like that. But anyway, we're here talking to Melissa from Siri. Siri, tell us about the community school. The school's year is fast coming to an end.
So we have our Yarra Junction, our Mount Evelyn, our Lilydale, and our Berwick campuses. So, schools. And as much as we're taking enrolments for 2023 for our kinders, obviously the schools are as well. So... Yep. There's vacancies still at our Lilydale, Mount Evelyn and Yarra Junction campuses. And I guess we were just talking about some of the fun things that they do and that they're doing and coming up soon. So, they're later this year going on two camps, one to Wilson's Prom and one to Sovereign Hill. So,
that'd be all right.
Yeah, lots of fun things they
get
do there.
Schools,
yeah, that's
they?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'd love to go to Sovereign Hill. Maybe I should, just volunteer my time.
Yeah.
Also, they just had their school formals, which were obviously lots and lots of fun.
So
they
all dress up. And
yeah, the BCAL students enjoyed their evening with their peers and their teachers. But they all frock up and look lovely for the night and have a good time.
It's hard to imagine a school as school kids. You see them one day at the school, and the next night you see them all dressed up. And you think, that's not the same.
Yeah, that's right.
But it is.
Yeah, looking pretty schmick. And then our junior students are learning about sustainability at the moment, so obviously a hot topic everywhere. Yep. So they're going on some excursions as well.
To support that, are they?
Yeah. So they're going to be visiting two factories and two companies, and the Here and There makers are creating lots of artwork from their recycled goods.
What's Here and There?
Well, it's actually one of a company. So I think they specialise in sustainability and teaching and teaching sustainable practices and recycling.
There's some terrific things can be made. I was down, I think, at Yarragon the other day, and because I get around in the country a bit just doing a day trip, and they had one of the seats was made out of recycled milk bottles.
Yeah, absolutely. We did big collection drives, I guess, with the children's services and the schools jumped in as well. But we were collecting bottle tops, your plastic milk bottle tops or your soft drink bottle tops, and then taking them to organisations that were making wheelchairs out of them. Bread tags. Your plastic old bread tag.
But
prosthetics for children. Prosthetic hands and, also like some people are just ridiculously clever, things that they can do. I know. Yeah, so those sorts of things, you jump on board with those really easily, don't you? I just have to collect bottle tops,
And
parents are bringing them in.
It's good for the young people to go and see what happens, because it makes them more want to do something too,
absolutely,
doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it's easy stuff, like it's easy to collect those things, and it's just, you take it for granted. You can just throw that in the bin any old day, can't you? Just chuck it in your recycle bin. But, there's so many different things like that around that once you actually, investigate them a bit more and you become aware of. That's right.
And I guess the... you did say that the school is now, it's really time. I mean, people, if you want to go to the school next year, you really need to get involved pretty soon, don't you?
Absolutely. I think just, making that call, organising a tour, going and have a look at the schools and getting a feel, for what they do and, what the environments are like, and then you can make your decisions from there,
Well, we'll give all those details out at about 5 to 1.
Yep.
So that you can find out a lot more about Siri. We'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Paperback Writer!
Take a look. They start a novel by the man named Lear. Need a job, so I want to be a playwright.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's now 25 minutes to 1 and 16 degrees. And I'm talking to Melissa from Siri Services. And we should mention, we haven't mentioned it yet, Siri, if you look it up, is C-I-R-E, not the normal Siri on your phone. So it's C-I-R-E. Now, I do know you've got a Christmas market coming up. So tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Friday the 2nd of December at our Chirnside Community Hub at 33 Kimberley Drive in Chirnside Park is our, Twilight Christmas Market.
What time's it start?
It's going to be huge this year. I believe it's starting a bit earlier. I think it's 4 o'clock this time.
Right.
At what usually is 5, but I think it's starting a bit earlier. And from what I hear, it's even bigger and better than last year. And last year we had something like over 100 stalls.
You had plenty
so,
there, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yep. So when I was talking to Mandy the other day, she was saying, we're up and over the 100 already, I believe. So, it's going to be huge.
So it's a great way to, because it's not a junk market. I mean, it's an opportunity. It's not a buy and sell sort of old stuff. So it's a great opportunity for people to start buying their Christmas presents and all that too, isn't it?
Fabulous. Yeah, fabulous for that. You know, lots of handmade goods from your jewellery to clothing. At the Christmas time, it's your strawberries and cherries and all of those delicious things.
Plenty of food as well, is it?
Exactly, yeah.
And I bet there's coffee.
Yep, coffee, food. Food vans. I know last year there was a few, cheeky alcohol stores, your local gins and wines and things like that. So I'm sure there's always, a few little sneaky taste testings going on there. And lots of activities for the kids to do too. I know there's, generally your little tennis clinics there. We have our children's services stall. So this year we're making reindeer food.
What does a reindeer eat?
So reindeers eat, they have some shredded paper in there, they have oats, some sparklies, some hundreds and thousands, and so the children make, there's a big dish of reindeer food, they scoop it up, they decorate their plastic paper bags, with whatever they want, and then, on Christmas Eve you go out and sprinkle your reindeer food on your grass. So the reindeers know where to find you.
That sounds good to me. So that's on Friday the 2nd of December.
It is.
Starting around 4 o'clock.
I believe so.
Now, there's another big thing that often comes up too, the teddy bears picnic.
Yeah, so we had our first one yesterday at Yarra Junction.
I should have.
And then tomorrow at Chirnside. So 9:30 to 11:30, same place, 33 Kimberley Drive.
Yep.
And it's all free. So the free activities for the children, lots of stall holders,
what sorts of stalls?
So we have the Shire of Yarra Rangers comes. We had VACA, Aboriginal Children's, we had lots of people, local kindergartens come, we were there, obviously. Show bags. We have Kofi, our African drummer. He comes along and does about an hour.
Kofi.
He's fabulous. So he gets all of the children and families involved. The big session yesterday. It was lots and lots of fun.
And the next one is tomorrow.
Yep.
What time?
9:30 to 11:30.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and then you can bring your picnic. Obviously, our Benny the Bear will be there. You can have a photo with Benny. He does the rounds, walking around.
And all the teachers are going to have their teddy bears too?
Yeah, all the children bring their teddy bears along.
What about the teachers?
Yeah, we have our teddy bears. We get, there's lots of fun things you can do. Teddy bears threading. There's teddy bear crafts to do. Lots of fun things. But like I said, it's all free. Show bags. Apple giveaways. There's lots of fun things to do.
Sounds good to me. I've just got to take another quick break. There's a couple of things popped up on the computer screen. I just need to take those and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
This is Clark from Ringwood. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And just another quick reminder about our telethon, or whatever you'd like to call it, where we're trying to raise some money for our relocation up to Healesville. It would be great if we could raise about $10,000 just to help us along the way. We're going to have all new premises up, well, internally up there. It'll be terrific, but it'll cost a lot of money to do all these things. And we'd really love it if the listeners could give us just a few dollars. Nothing's too small, and of course, nothing's too big. If you want to call into the studio, feel free. Or if you want to go on our website and donate, we'd love to hear from you. Anyway, we're talking to Melissa from Siri. There's a street fair coming up down in Lilydale, which you're going to be at.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a new event. So, but yeah, we've got our Christmas market on the Friday, and then the council are running a street fair.
Next day.
Yeah, the next day, on Saturday the 3rd.
So if you haven't spent all your money the Friday night,
that's right.
The council will help
exactly.
you on the Saturday.
That's right. So good opportunity to get the kids out. So the street fair is 11 a.m. till 5, and Siri will be part of that, and I'm sure, yeah, that'll be a great event. Sounds exciting.
What's going to be there?
Stalls, lots of opportunities, lots of local... group storeholders. Yeah, apparently lots and lots of fun things to do for everybody.
It gives some of the groups the opportunity to promote themselves too, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And what more perfect time to do it than just before Christmas?
Well, I guess it goes this way. Siri tries to get all their money on the Friday night, and if there's any left over, you go, no, it's probably not going to cost anything at the street fair.
No, that's right. Yeah. I'm sure that's the case. Yeah, lots of free events.
Which is terrific.
Yeah.
All right, look, we'll take a break. Now, while we're gone, if you'd like to get your pen and pencils and paper and all that, Melissa will give you some contact details to get hold of Siri. Again, I don't know if she's going to talk about this, but if you do want to get involved with the early learning, particularly the free stuff, you need to book in pretty quickly or you're going to miss out. And the same thing with the school. The school, let's be honest, the schools, I was at a graduation yesterday for the year 12, so they start their exams today, schools all over them. It's not that long and school will be finished, so you really do need to start to look at where you're going to enrol. So Melissa will tell you all about it when we come back.
Tell someone to love me, I need to rest in arms. Keep me safe from harm and pouring rain. Give me endless summer, Lord, I feel the cold. Feel I'm getting old before my time. As my soul heals the shame, I will grow through this pain. Lord, I'm doing all I can to be a better man. Go easy on my conscience, 'cause it's not my fault. I know I've been told to take the blame. All my angels will catch my tears, walk me out of here. I'm in pain as my soul heals the shame. I will grow through this pain. Lord, I'm doing to be a better man. Once you found that lover, your home would bound. Love is all around. Love is all around. Islands out here fallen on stony ground, but love is all around. Tell someone to love me, I need to rest in arms. Keep me safe from harm, pouring rain. Give me endless summer, Lord, I feel the cold. Feel I'm getting old before my time. As my soul heals the shame, through this pain. Lord, I'm doing all I can to be a better man.
And that, of course, was Robbie Williams and Better Man. I'm talking to Melissa from Siri now. She's going to give you some contact details. If you happen to Google it, please remember it's C-I-R-E, not the normal Siri that we've all become accustomed to, C-I-R-E. So, Melissa, you're going to tell us, you've got us excited. We're interested in somebody's early learning.
Yep.
And how are we going to find out more?
Yeah, fabulous. So you call our 1300 number, which is 1300 835 235, and our lovely reception team will be able to transfer you to the department that you need. So that's 1300 835 235. Obviously, you can organise centre tours and school tours from there, and the ladies will point you in the right lead for any training courses that you need to do
We haven't mentioned the likes of you. I know you do first aid training, you do the responsible serving alcohol. We haven't mentioned that at all today yet.
Yeah, so we also do, there's obviously our early learning classes, there's community support, so aged care. We also have our, I can't think of what it's called.
While you're saying that, you can almost, if you get a job or if you're trained in early learning, or if you're trained in aged care, you can just about guarantee a job, can't you?
Absolutely. Yeah,
just
that's
guarantee
right.
Guarantee it.
Yeah, yeah. And especially in this area too, it's really hard to get agency staff or all of those sorts of things to come out, you know, to our regional centres and services, as they like to call them. You know, as much as we try to tell them, it's a beautiful drive out this way. It's better than the fighting the traffic every morning.
And it is.
You know, it still just seems a little bit hard for some. So, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're dedicated and you're wanting to do those sorts of things, you know, Siri can certainly put you in the right direction. Yep. And also our educational support is a really popular an area to be learning
all
in.
Right.
And
so we've given them the phone number. How else are they going to find out more?
So our website, www.siri, like you said, CIRE.org.au, and then we have our Facebook pages as well. So there's our Community Hubs Facebook page. Our Community Hubs run some absolutely awesome activities, from our seniors classes to, you know, get-togethers. There's knitting groups out in the foyer all the time. Lots of catch-ups. We have our stroke classes at Churnside. You know,
what's a stroke class?
So some of our, you know, our stroke victims, I guess, that come and they do some exercises. There's exercise classes. There's our dance classes for our littlies. There's mums and bubs exercise groups. So there's bingo. Our senior sits at Chanceside come all the time. Our kinder kids visit them often and get involved in some activities.
Because the oldies
lovely.
Love the kids, don't they?
It's absolutely. I don't know who has a better time, whether it's the children or the seniors, because they absolutely love it. So we
take, it's probably good for both.
Oh, absolutely. We take you know, some Play-Doh and some jigsaws and puzzles and some drawing, and you know, everybody gets involved. Everybody's making things out of the Play-Doh. We have our lunch with them. No, it's really lovely. They have an absolute great time. So there's always lots and lots of things to do at the Community Hubs. We also have our food pantries at the Community Hubs at both. So
yeah, we didn't mention that.
Yeah, yep. Yarra Junction has a little bit of a bigger one than what we do at Churnside, but there's always things on offer at our community pantries. So, you know, if there's anybody's in need, please come down and see our reception ladies, and they will be able to help you out.
And you've also got first impressions?
Yes, we do. Yep.
For the ladies who might either be going, they don't have to be going for a job, do they?
No, absolutely. No, anybody can go in and have a browse through the store. There's lots of great things. So Yarra Junction and then our Lilydale store will be opening soon. And then there's also racks available at our Churnside Hub. Unfortunately, I walk past them all the time and we'll go home and my husband's like, what have you got? Well, it's really cheap and it's like it's supporting Siri. Come on. But there's lots of cheap bargains there. So, you know, and it's fantastic clothing.
And if they can't afford it and they're going for a job, then, as I understand,
we will be able to help them out. Absolutely.
A with a CV.
Yes.
B with a tell them what to expect at it. Because remember, a lot of these ladies are only going back to work, never thought they would be going back to work, and possibly haven't worked for years. So.
And haven't had an interview for a long time and don't know what to expect. And rightly so, are nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And interviews have changed. Yeah. I mean, they have changed a lot. But they used to be, if you put in a scrappy old CV, you're probably not even going to get an interview, are you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, you have to really sell yourself, don't you? And that's hard for a lot of people to do.
Well, particularly if a lady, pardon me, I guess the same for guys, but we're talking about ladies at the first impression, is that if they haven't done it for a long while and their confidence might not be as high as what
absolutely.
It needs to be.
Yeah.
And I know I say this and it's the truth, we shouldn't be judging people by the way they're dressed or the way they act, but let's be honest, that wins or loses a job.
Yeah, so we can certainly help you out there. Absolutely.
And you're probably always looking for workers to help in the shop too.
Yeah, volunteers are welcome.
All right, so give us the phone number of that again.
Okay, so 1300 835 235, 1300 835 235, and then www.siri.com. cire.org.au, and then our Facebook pages. So there's one for the community hubs, one for early learning, and then we've got our Siri corporate overarching. So.
Well, and with Facebook, all you've got to do is go up the search at the top and type in Siri, don't
you? Yep, and it will, yeah, we'll come up underneath and you can choose which one.
And we should just mention training again, because we really haven't mentioned that at all. And I should mention that I paid, so it's not as though I'm trying to pay off a debt to Siri, because I fully paid. But I did an RSA down there a few weeks ago. And while I was there, they were doing, in the room beside, they were doing first aid.
Yep.
So there's a number of courses that you run, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's you know, different levels of first aid depending on what you need. You know, obviously we run an early learning first aid, but then there's basic first aid, CPR, if, you know, so, yeah, there's definitely, you know, different levels and for what you need.
Everybody should have some ability for first aid, shouldn't
they? Yeah, I completely agree. It's really important. You just never know.
Well, somebody the other day just collapsed in a shop.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's between life and death, because ambulances can't, even if an ambulance is down the street, it's not going to get there in 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's right.
Melissa, it's been great having you along again. Thanks for coming along.
Thanks for having us.
We need to mention, just as we go, Friday the 2nd of December, 4 o'clock, your Christmas market.
Yep.
Bring along, well, don't say bring along plenty of money, but if you want Christmas presents, come along.
Yeah, it's a great event.
And
lots
the
of fun.
Teddy Bears Picnic.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Teddy Bears Picnic. Heaps and heaps of fun. Yeah, bring those kiddies along.
Sounds like the teachers might have as much fun as the young people do.
We do. Absolutely.
All right, so you need to ring 1300 835 235. And particularly if you want to get involved with a free early learning next year, you need to book in. Don't leave until early next year, or you'll probably find you can't get
in. Kinder places are definitely filling fast.
All right. Unfortunately, I've got to go, Melissa.
Thank you.